The world wants to know what the world is thinking, and to stay relevant and competitive, you need to know what's working and what isn't. You want to peer over the garden wall of your peers and see what they're doing. This is the Accounting Answers podcast, answering and asking the questions that you have on your mind. And we're asking the people whose opinions and insights are super valuable. I'm Rob Brown, your host, and in recent months, I've reached out to 111 of the world's most influential experts, leaders, and advisors in the accounting world. And I've asked them the same five questions, and that means over 500 brilliant, passionate, and articulate perceptions, insights, viewpoints of professionals with skin in the game. All of these guests play in the accounting, finance, and tech sphere. They're working through or with accounting firms. They all have the experience, the viewpoints, the interests. They all care. Together, they give you the whole picture of what the next generation of accountants will look like, the realm of proactive advice, what's changing accounting, and how, and what the tech and software vendors can do better in this space. I'll also ask them to give three predictions for accounting over the next few years, and you won't believe the variety of answers and perspectives that come out from that one question. And in this show, coming out every working day for the next few weeks, you're going to hear every single answer. Each episode, we'll focus on one of the five questions and give you five answers from our experts. Let's get moving with today's episode. We've been focusing all this week on the question, will the next generation of accountants be any different from their predecessors? Getting future focus is top of the agenda for accounting firms and the professional associations, societies, and governing bodies who shape the reputation of this world. It's fascinating what our different experts and influencers have to say about what's coming through to replace the baby boomers currently running the accounting world. Let's check out more of their answers. It's time to listen to Itamar Jobani, CEO of Payam, the innovative global spend management platform that's transforming how companies manage their spending with smart technology-driven solutions.
Yes, I think while the accountants so far have been very occupied with manual tasks, I think the new generation of accountants will be focusing on leveraging tools for automation. So I feel like that will clear up the time for accountants to play a more significant and strategic roles in providing their customers or their companies with better, more significant work.
We welcome to the show Jack Flaherty, CEO at The Decision Switch, empowering decisive and innovative leaders with tools and strategies to make better business decisions in a fast-paced world.
As the foundation of the accounting industry, their role is to provide integrity, quality, and transparency for investors, for the financial information of public firms as well as private firms. So as a result of our use of technology, there's going to be convergence and need for dual degrees of individuals who have both a computer science background as well as an accounting background, because we're going to need to validate the systems that are generating the information as well as evaluate the numbers that they're producing. And where this really drives a shift is, historically, firms and individuals differentiated themselves by being experts in a particular domain. They had tremendous depth of knowledge about a particular area of accounting. And now with the role of computers, organizations are going to be able to have those systems perform a lot of those what were manual roles now automated, which will ultimately level the playing field for the individuals, but also the firms, and thereby allowing greater transition for careers and allow smaller firms to grow quicker, because the differentiating factors are just going to be much lower because of our increased use of technology. So the more that firms and individuals invest in themselves and the technologies that they use, the more valuable and proficient they are in servicing their clients. And I truly believe these are going to be foundational factors that are going to drive the most successful firms and individuals in the future.
Let's now hear the insights of James Webb, Head of Partnerships at Insights and Data Platform Pulse, where he facilitates meaningful connections between accounting firms and the insights they need to thrive.
So I believe, yes, they will. I think it's going to take time and gradually things will change. I don't think we'll see an overnight change. But I think given the number of people who are trying to become accountants now, I think the industry and the way they work will change. And I think that the new era, as it might be, will probably come up with some new different ideas. But like I said, I think it's just going to take a bit of time to get there. So I think the reason things will be slow is probably twofold. One is the industry itself doesn't change quickly. And therefore, we know that nothing rapidly was going to change overnight. But secondly, I think given the advances in technology, there's so much choice out there that potentially it just takes a bit longer and testing and time for people to be happy and comfortable with what they use and how things are going to change move forward. So I think combining those two together, like I say, that's why things will progressively change and move forwards.
Here with us now is Jason Stein, a thought leader, writer, and speaker on current and future trends in accounting, engaging with professionals to navigate the evolving landscape of the industry.
Obviously, if they weren't, then that would be extremely surprising. It's no secret in this profession that people are, that you know, we've got the boomer generation retiring or working until they just pass on at their own desks, right? With, I mean, there's literally stories about that happening more than I think any other profession that I've heard. The next generation looks at this profession and they're disgusted by it, if I'm being perfectly honest. And I can't blame them, but they don't know what they don't know also, because this profession is very exciting, very lucrative, so much a backbone of the world and such an important element to people's financial health, which ultimately leads to their overall wellness. And so the next generation looks at this profession. They're like, I don't want to do tax returns. I don't want to sit there with a calculator and do number crunching. That's boring. I want to be on YouTube or what, you know, TikTok, or they're, you know, like my girls, I've got my oldest studying psychology and my next one studying engineering, like zero interest in this profession. And I, Lord knows I've encouraged them to look at it, but they look at it as boring. And so we've got to change the brand of this profession first and foremost to help these folks, these younger folks, see the opportunity that this profession offers and the impact it has on the world and the lives of everyone.
Let's tune into the thoughts of Jeff Borshua, a strategist, innovator, disruptor, and visionary embracing change in an interesting world, leading the charge in redefining accounting practices for the future.
I sincerely hope so. The way I see it, and again, I love accountants. They're my people. I expect that the next generation is going to have to be a little bit more social, and I think they're going to have to be a little bit more, well, a lot more tech savvy. So I think those two things are going to change, you know, from the 1950s, you know, thick glasses, the visor type accountant. I think our clients are going to expect us to come out of our shells and be there for them. So if we do become that, you know, if we're more social and if we're more tech savvy, our clients want, need, demand the advice that a proactive accountant can bring. So if we become that more social, and I'm not saying you have to go, you know, to every party and do all these things. I'm just saying you're going to have to get used to your clients wanting to talk to you more than once a year. We're going to be more valuable. We're going to be more appreciated. We're going to be relevant. Now, on the flip side, if we try to be what we've always been, and, you know, in Canada in particular, a lot of accountants don't want to see their clients more than once a year. Those accountants, I believe, should be put to rest. You know, they should either retire or go out to pasture, because here's a spoiler alert. We do business with human beings, you know, and if we want to have that role of trusted advisor, guess what? We need to honor that role. We need to be grateful for that. And we really need to say, how can we help you more? I'm excited. And by the way, there's a lot of doom and gloom. People saying, oh, tech's going to replace us. AI is going to kill the profession. I think we're on the threshold of this massive leap forward where accountants can stop worrying about, oh, I'm too busy or I'm busy doing year ends. And they can start asking the client questions about what's going on in your business. How can I support you?
So there you have five great answers to the question, will the next generation of accountants be any different from their predecessors? Each working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on this critical area of next gen accountants. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week.
And with a fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best accounting leaders and influencers we can find. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing the show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for North America and UK Europe. Great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.